This is KASU, and joining us on the phone lines, we're talking to Mike Marshall, who's alternate federal co-chairman from the Delta Regional Authority. Also, Mary Wakefield's administrator of the Health Resources and Services Administration. Mr. Marshall, Ms. Wakefield, thank you so much for your time, and welcome to KASU. It's really appreciated. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
So first of all, if you don't mind, Mr. Marshall, tell us what's going on, if you don't mind, please.
Yes, I'd be happy to. The Delta Regional Authority, about 6 years ago, partnered with the Department of Defense to offer what's called innovative readiness training, and that is where we have reserve medical officers who come to disadvantaged areas of the country and provide free medical service. And we're happy, this is, like I said, our sixth year, and we're happy to be in six communities here in Arkansas. And I'll be happy to name those communities for you real quick here. Earl, we're in Brinkley right now, Earl, Arkansas, Forest City, Newport, and McCrory.
Okay.
McCrory, Arkansas.
Tell us about, are these...
Also Wynn, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, Wynn.
Also Wynn, Arkansas. I don't want to leave anybody out. It's very important.
I understand. So tell me, if you don't mind, are these weekly health clinics, or how often do these clinics take place?
Well, they come in, I believe this is a nine-day stint. And they come in and they spend the 9 days here, and I think they've seen already 4,000 people since the program started, and we've got about two or three more days left to go.
So what's the purpose of this, if you don't mind, please?
Well, it's to provide a health care service for people that have trouble getting health care service in their communities for a variety of reasons, and this is to help fill that gap.
So, Ms. Wakefield, let me talk to you for just a few seconds. Kind of your thoughts on the health clinics. I know you've been to one already in Brinkley. Kind of tell us about what you've seen so far when you're touring these clinics.
It's really impressive to see members of the military reserve, doctors, dietitians, and others from across the United States coming here to Arkansas to deliver health care services, for the reasons that Mike just mentioned, and also so that they can stay really current with their own skill sets. So it's sort of a win-win. It's a win for the community, and it's a win for the clinicians that are members of the military reserves who are here and able to work together in new environments and keep their skill sets sharp. It's also pretty impressive because of to see the types of healthcare challenges they're finding. They're finding local folks who have pretty significant chronic illnesses like diabetes and heart disease, and also people who need access to vision services and screenings for oral health care problems. So it's clearly an important service for local underserved communities. And our role in all of this is to make sure that the people who come are also aware of important new opportunities that they have to get health insurance coverage, so that they have the advantage of getting health care today, but also getting ongoing health care as they need it through either the private plan available in Arkansas or through the marketplace that's available where people can sign up for health insurance coverage. So that's also a piece of the information that's being shared with people on the ground in these communities.
Do you think that there is a kind of a lack of information or maybe a lack of education about some of the opportunities that are available to those people in the underserved communities?
Yes, it's really important that folks in these communities know about the availability of access to health insurance coverage. And I was talking with one of the local folks who is providing that kind of information, helping people to learn more about health insurance coverage, why it's important, that they can go to healthcare.gov to get more information on that website, and then also actually helping them to enroll in healthcare coverage. So, yes, it's a pretty important knowledge gap that some folks are seeing as they're talking with people about the availability of insurance coverage. But the other part of that that's so important to know is not just the importance of healthcare coverage, but also their ability to use it well. Because now we, of course, have access to preventive health screenings and services that really focus on keeping people healthy. So some of the education is about how to use health insurance coverage. A lot of folks are actually hearing about health insurance for the very first time. So learning how to use it can be a little bit challenging, and that's what a lot of the local folks from community health centers are doing, working with people who are coming here in Brinkley and who are coming to Wynn and other locations, not just for services today, but to learn more about what they have can have access to through insurance expansion.
I know this is through a partnership that's been taking place between the Health Resources and Services Administration and Delta Regional Authority. How did this partnership get started, if you don't mind, please?
Well, through the Delta Regional Authority, we've had a long, ongoing relationship. A lot of the programs that I have responsibility for overseeing through the Health Resources and Services Administration serve the same populations that the Delta Regional Authority is concerned about in this part of the country, in the Delta region. And that is making sure that economically challenged communities that are looking to really help business thrive and ensuring a healthy community, that is people whose health status is really strong, who can be more productive at work. You can see that's an interest of the Delta Regional Authority, but it's also an interest for the Health Resources and Services Administration, because our programs directly reach out to underserved populations, people and communities that don't have enough healthcare providers, that don't have enough healthcare service infrastructure, that might be from low-income backgrounds and unable to afford health insurance coverage. So we have a shared interest between the Delta Regional Authority in trying to bring lift to those communities. And we've been working with the Delta Regional Authority now for a few years. And this is our second year of partnering on this particular initiative. They work with the Department of Defense to make sure services are available here. And we work with them to make sure that information is available about health insurance coverage. So it's a great win-win for the local communities, who are also very much involved in making this kind of information and these services accessible to local communities.
Mr. Marshall, your thoughts on this partnership?
Well, it's a great partnership, and she's right. We are kind of hitting the same area of need, and it makes a great partnership. We're real proud. One of the things I would like to mention is that Delta Regional Authority is an economic development agency, and we recognize that we got to have a healthy workforce to attract industry and business job creators in the area. They are expecting to have a workforce that's healthy, and so I think that that's one of the reasons that we partnered up to try to improve the health care of our workforce in the area.
Mike Marshall joining us from the Delta Regional Authority, Mary Wakefield from the Health Resources and Services Administration. So, Mike, I was going to ask you, if you don't mind, please, about how were these specific cities selected for these health clinics, if you don't mind?
Well, we go, of course, where we're needed. We've been throughout the 8 states in the Delta region over the last 6 years, and we serve 50,000 people as of the end of this tour. We find cities that seem to be in the most need, most underserved, or the ones that are needing the help.
And
plenty of them.
And so, Ms. Wakefield, when we're talking about some of these particular health clinics, what are some of the things that are going on at the clinics?
So here with the reservists, they are providing basic health screening, so physical exams. They're providing eye exams. They're also providing dental services. And if, for example, somebody comes through the door with diabetes and needs some education about healthy eating, they've got nutritionists, dietitians who are available to talk with them about those health care needs. And what's really important, I think, is that these services are available today and through the rest of this week, but the medical reservists are also directing people to some of the local community health centers, like the one right here in Brinkley, R-Care. because both community health centers can provide ongoing health care services. And we've, through the Health Resources and Services Administration, have markedly expanded the number of community health center sites across the state of Arkansas. When we had, in 2008, about 56 community health centers in this state. Today, we have 99. And the reason why we have more places for people to go to get health care is because of the resources made available through the Affordable Care Act. In addition, we've also tried to extend the reach of healthcare providers. So we now have, through the Health Resources and Services Administration, support for doctors and dentists, nurse practitioners and psychologists and others in underserved communities in Arkansas. Today, we're supporting about 114 clinicians in underserved rural communities in Arkansas, too, through a program called the National Health Service Corps. We've been able to expand that program in Arkansas because of some resources that are available through the Affordable Care Act. So my point is every one of those clinicians and every one of those sites are now here with a really strong footprint in the state to provide health care services to communities, including the people who have historically been underserved.
So as we take a look at the future, and maybe future partnerships between the Delta Regional Authority and the Health Resources and Service Administration, Ms. Wakefield, what do you see as y'all move into the future, maybe over the next couple of years?
Well, one of the key areas we heard about today was in the area of workforce. That is the challenge of having enough nurses and other healthcare providers. That's an interest to the Delta Regional Authority, too, of course, because they're interested in making sure that there's adequate healthcare infrastructure. If we've got healthcare facilities, then you can attract businesses, and you can also keep people healthy. So one of the areas that I think the Delta Regional Authority is interested in is making sure we've got a well-trained workforce. The Health Resources and Services Administration provides a lot of resources to train the next generation of nurses and doctors and dentists and others. So just based on what Mike and I have talked about in the short time we've been together this morning, we're already talking about the ability to maybe partner in the Delta region and do even more with our shared resources to help strengthen the availability of healthcare providers in this region. We've got resources to do that through the Affordable Care Act and other programs. And clearly, the Delta Regional Authority is interested in building up the economic infrastructure. So it's about jobs, too. It's about health care, and it's also about jobs. Mike, I don't know if you'd have anything to add to that.
Well, I just said there's going to be a lot of opportunities for jobs in the healthcare industry in these rural communities. This is a way of keeping our young folks in the community or getting them to come back to the communities. There's a lot of tentacles to this healthcare, and we thank our partnership. We see a great partnership ahead of us.
We appreciate you both joining us here on KASU. Mike Marshall with the Delta Regional Authority, Mary Wakefield, Administrator of the Health Resources and Services Administration. Before I let you go, Mike, I'll start with you. Is there anything else you would like to add, please, sir?
Oh, it's just a pleasure. This partnership that we have with HRSA has been fantastic. Also, our partnership with the Department of Defense. And Delta Regional Authority is a small agency, so we're all about forming partnerships and leveraging all of our skills. So it's a real pleasure, and in the end result is we're helping people in the Delta region, and it's something that we're proud of.
Ms. Wakefield?
Thank you. I would just say that we're also very privileged to be able to work with the Delta Regional Authority. Clearly, there are significant healthcare problems, challenges that face some of the communities in Arkansas. And our agency, the Health Resources and Services Administration, has a significant responsibility to try and help work with local community healthcare leaders to invest more resources and infrastructure to strengthen the availability of healthcare services. So we share that mission with both local community providers in towns like Wynn and Brinkley, and we'll continue that partnership. We're delighted and privileged to be able to work with local folks to both extend the reach of health insurance coverage and to extend the reach of healthcare services for communities and people that need it the most.
Thank you both for joining us today. We appreciate it, and safe travels throughout the day. Thank you.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you.